Tonight, under mounting pressure, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth insisting the decision to launch a second strike against a suspected drug boat in September was not his call, but that of the mission's commander, Admiral Mitch Bradley.
Sunk the boat and eliminated the threat. And it was the right call. We have his back.
The day after the attack, Hegseth said he had watched in real time.
I watched it live. We knew exactly who was in that boat. We knew exactly what they were doing.
But today, Hegseth said he left before the second strike.
I watched that first strike live. As you can imagine, at the Department of War, we got a lot of things to do. So I didn't stick around for the hour and 2 hours, whatever, where all the sensitive site exploitation digitally occurs. So I moved on to my next meeting.
Hegseth was asked if he saw survivors.
I did not personally see survivors, but I stand because the thing was on fire. It was exploded and fire is smoke. You can't see anything. You got digital. This is called the fog of war.
The secretary claims he didn't hear about the second strike until an hour or so later. Over the weekend, President Trump said he hadn't known about the second strike and wouldn't have wanted it.
We'll look into it. But no, I wouldn't have wanted that, not a second strike. The first strike was very lethal. It was fine. And if there were two people around, but Pete said that didn't happen.
And today, sitting next to his secretary, the president said he was still somewhat in the dark.
I still haven't gotten a lot of information because I rely on Pete. But to me, it was an attack. It wasn't one strike, two strikes, three strikes. Somebody asked me a question about the second strike. I didn't know about the second strike. I didn't know anything about people. I wasn't involved in it. I knew they took out a boat.